Hello and welcome to Word of Life podcast. Happy new month of August to you all. I'm so excited about this month of August. You know, during the Holy Communion service with Pastor Chris Oyakhilome, he declared the month of August by the Spirit as our month of praise. Hallelujah. And according to the scripture, in Hebrews chapter 13 verse 15, we are going to offer up sacrifices of praise unto the Lord. Yes, we're going to sing and make melodies unto the Lord. We're going to thank Him this month, not just because of what He's done for us, but because of who He is. Hallelujah. Yes, we offer up sacrifices of praise unto Him because that is what we're here for. That is what we're supposed to do. We are supposed to lift Him up, exalt Him, and thank Him for who He is. So make sure that you're praising this month. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So today's article has been titled, Justified and at Peace. Glory to God. And Romans 5 verse 1 is the opening scripture for today. And it says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ has brought you and me into a harmonious union with God, an inextricable oneness. Glory to God. Before Jesus came, we were estranged from the God life. We were in enmity toward God. And Colossians chapter 1 verse 21 to 22 says, and now, you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath He reconciled in the body of His flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in His sight. Blessed be God. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 13 in the New Improved Version says, but now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ. Following His substitutionary work, you've been justified, acquitted, declared righteous. So God isn't mad at you and doesn't count your sins against you. Praise the Lord. Pastor Chris then says, read what he says in Romans chapter 5 from verse 6 to 10. For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commanded His love towards us. Hallelujah. In that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Glory to God. Much more then, being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. Glory to God. And Pastor Chris says, this is absolutely profound. God loves us so much. While we were yet sinners, He died. You see, He qualified us with His blood. Glory to God. We're now justified, holy, unblameable, and unreprovable in His sight. There's no more enmity between you and God. Hallelujah. You're one with Him. The Bible says, he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. Hallelujah. And Pastor Chris says, don't be afraid that one day God may remember all the wrong things you've done and punish you as a result. No, you've come home to Him, says Pastor Chris. You're at rest in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. See, God loves us so much, and His love is without conditions. It's not like man loves. You see, when man loves, it's always about how well you've done. So when you do good today, you're loved. When you don't do good tomorrow, you're not loved. But with God, He acquitted us. He said, "Your sins and iniquities will I remember no more." And He stays true to His word. Hallelujah. He's establishing His own righteousness, likewise us, glory to God. And so He has made us the righteousness of God through His Son, Jesus Christ. And that settles it. It doesn't matter what you do today or what you're about to do. The blood of Jesus Christ paid for your sin today and for your sin tomorrow, glory to God. And so you can stand before Him boldly, without condemnation, hallelujah, knowing that He has loved you. And when He looks at you, He sees Jesus, His glorified Son. Hallelujah. It's no more about you. It's about the finished works of Christ. That's what you ought to enjoy as a child of God. The liberty to come to the Lord without condemnation. Glory to God. Pastor says you've come home to Him. You're at rest in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. Now you can relate to God as your loving Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. And Romans chapter 5 verse 2 says, "By Him we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand." Hallelujah. What an amazing scripture. By Him we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. In Christ, says Pastor Chris, we're in God's divine presence, at peace, and in fellowship with the Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Such an inspiring article today. We are justified and we are at peace with God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let us do the prayer together. Dear Father, I thank You for bringing me into a life of peace and fellowship through Jesus Christ. Now I live in Your presence forever, justified, holy, and righteous before You in love. Thank You for an everlasting life of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. For further studying, you can look at the book of Romans chapter 5 from verse 15 to 17, and also 1 John chapter 1 verse 3. Hallelujah. I'm sure you've been inspired today. Remember, it's a month of praise, so you're going to spend time praising the Lord like never before. If He's told us to praise Him, it's because there's something He's planning to do. So get excited in your spirit as you praise this month. Hallelujah. And if you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, this is your opportunity, hallelujah, to be made one with God, to begin to walk in the predestined path that He's made available for you, to live a full life, to enjoy His life in you. Hallelujah. I'll encourage you to say the prayer of salvation that follows immediately after this podcast. Thank you all for listening, and God bless you. And if you've listened to today's article, but you have not accepted the Lord Jesus into your heart, but you see, when you accept the Lord Jesus today, your life will never be the same. Glory to God. You'll be a brand new man as Jesus, by His Spirit, comes to dwell in you. He'll begin to align you according to His word. You'll begin to enjoy this life. Hallelujah. Would you accept what He's done for you today? And say this simple word of prayer with me, meaning every word from the bottom of your heart. Just say, "Oh Lord God, I believe in your Son Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, who I believe died for me, who I believe you raised from the dead for me. I accept him today as the Lord of my life from this day forward. I receive eternal life through him and in his name. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah." Congratulations if you said that word of prayer. This means that you now belong to the family of God. Let us know so we can send you useful materials that can help you as you grow in the Lord. You can find our email address in any of our podcast notes. Praise the Lord. Thank you all for listening today. Don't forget to comment, like, and share this podcast with your loved ones. Till next time, keep speaking forth faith-filled words to change your world forever. Amen. God bless you.